This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
806-1310 WIBA, Madison in the morning, and of course, Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you haven't checked out the website recently, make sure you head on over there. Great opportunity to learn more about Klaus Financial and their separate divisions. You can also sign up on the website, klausfinancial.com, for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom on the right side. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Connected. From there, you get subscribed. Of course, you'll get a nice email each week with a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that up at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And our phone lines are wide open here at the station. Love to hear from you this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to get you on the air this morning. And joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, great to hear from you. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
See, yes, it's going to be
time for a margarita.
I think so. I like the way you think, Malia. We've got a great conversation this way. I feel like I say that every week, and it's absolutely true because we're going to be talking about the proper retirement withdrawal rate when it comes to being in retirement. And I know that's a big question for a lot of folks, so we'll have some great answers as well as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. Don't forget again, telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with your question. Before we get started on this week's talk, one of the great things we do as well in this program is the weekly Money in Motion Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week will be no exception. We'll be doing a little bit later on in the program, a chance to win a great prize. Folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Little tip, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week typically come up during the program, so just listen closely. Give yourself a little bit of an edge and an advantage on others who are trying to win. Before we start that conversation about proper withdrawal rate, let's take a look back at last week's program, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer from that show.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about when you're going to be actually able to start Medicare, and that's the question that everybody starts thinking about as they get closer to retirement and looking forward to having some health coverage that they are not directly being covered through by their employer usually. So the question of the week was, how old must you be to begin Medicare coverage, age 62 or age 65? Because we always have some confusion with that. And the correct answer is actually age 65. So we had a lot of callers call in last week, and they all called in with the right answer, but unfortunately, we could only award the fastest correct caller. And last week, that was Cindy of Madison. So, congrats to her for calling in right away and getting her correct answer in. So, listen carefully today for our question.
Should be a good opportunity to get in a little bit later on the program. As mentioned, we'll talk about planning for the proper retirement withdrawal rate in retirement. And I've got to guess that this is especially important with longevity and folks just living longer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So cash flow as you enter retirement is critical to think about. And often we see some common errors that people make when they think about cash flow. They'll say, hey, I make X number of dollars today. Let's just call that $100,000 today. So I need to replace like 90% of that, or I need to replace X percentage. And we've talked about rules of thumb on the show in terms of how much you need to replace. But as we've said so many times, rules of thumb are just that. They don't really apply to you. They're just rules of thumb. So we're going to talk about kind of withdrawal rates and how do you determine how much you should be pulling out of your portfolio, because these are important topics. Not to mention that numerous studies have been done to figure out what is the number one fear of a retiree. And surprise, surprise, the number one fear of a retiree is running out of money before they run out of life. So the three elements that most significantly affect planning are the need for real, not nominal, cash flow. So real, when I say real, that just means cash flow net of inflation. As a matter of fact, for those who don't understand this concept, I'm going to put it in a term you will understand. Are you feeling any pinch when you go to the grocery store? And it's, I feel a pinch. That's inflation. It's this invisible reduction of the purchasing power of your dollar. It's not something that you can necessarily perfectly calculate for every good and service, but all you can feel is, gosh, my money just doesn't go as far as it used to. Or said another way, when your spouse says to you, gosh, we just don't have as much money left into the bank account at the end of the month as we used to, that's inflation. So understanding what's called real income or real purchasing power, or real cash flow in retirement is pretty critical. And this is part of what we help people think about. So the first thing we need to discuss is what kind of a withdrawal rate would be considered a safe withdrawal rate. And here's some elements to consider. This is the rate to determine how much money you can withdraw from your investment accounts each year without running out of money before reaching the end of your life. The idea is to balance having enough money to live comfortably with the balance of not depleting everything before you pass away. Obviously, your withdrawal rate from your investments is not only affected by the income you need, but also by your various other income sources as you enter retirement. Things like Social Security, pension, if you have a spouse that's still working, or if one of you is doing part-time employment work. So it's not as though your portfolio is the only source of retirement income. Most American retirees, at least at a minimum, have Social Security, if not a pension, and if not a part-time working income. And then, of course, depending upon your age at retirement and your special expenses, this will also be a factor. So again, some people say, I earn 100 grand, I need to replace that 100 grand. And often we say, not even close, not even close. An example of this would be, what if you're putting 10% into your 401k? Well, boom, that takes it from 100 down to 90. What if you're paying FICA taxes, which you would be, which takes it down another 7.5%? What if you're paying for an expensive health plan for your family? Boom, that takes it down. You get the point, right? To actually what we call equalize or create an equivalent comparison to what you would need in retirement is probably better gauged by your net income hitting your checking account. So if you want to do a rule of thumb, our rule of thumb would be, look at how much is hitting your checking account before retirement. And assuming you spend all of that money, that's probably closer to how much you need to replace in retirement. So again, not your salary, but how much is actually hitting your checking account. And then obviously the final consideration as it relates to safe withdrawal rates and what you're going to have to account for is the D word, which we talk about on the show a lot, debt. We don't love debt in retirement because it steals your cash flow. And of course, cash flow is king in retirement. So if you can eliminate debt, it makes the cash flow equation a lot simpler.
Great stuff. This morning's talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Got a question for CJ and Malia? We would love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. So try to figure out how much you're looking to you should have is one thing. What about then figuring out what that reasonable withdrawal rate is so then we don't run out of money? How do we do that?
Yes. Yeah, so when CJ answers these questions, he's vague because he doesn't like to give specifics. But we come back to our clients or our people that meet with us. They want to know, okay, but approximately how much? Yes. So bottom line is how much? And as we say, yes, it depends. It depends on your age, your overall situation, as CJ mentioned, your other income sources. And the key question here is also, ultimately, what is your goal with regards to how much money you want to leave behind? So yes, the number one fear is I don't want to run out during my lifetime. But the other goal that's kind of sitting there for some people is, yeah, but I want to leave as much as possible to my children. And we hear it both ways. I have a client who has five children and they're like, they're all successful. We're going to spend every last dollar. I'm not worried about leaving money. And other people who are living so frugally, they just want to leave this huge amount to their children. So we respect both sides of this, but it's really important to figure out how much are you going to need first? And then how much ultimately do you want to leave behind? So when we're looking at constructing portfolios for our clients and understanding longevity concerns, we are suggesting most likely for many people, you're probably going to be pulling in the 4 to 5% percentage depending on what age you're actually retiring at. So again, specific to your own situation. So if you look at your retirement planning horizon, how many years you're going to have in retirement, especially with people retiring much earlier than, you know, just a few years ago, we're starting to see people in their mid-50s start to retire. You're looking at your current age, the way in which you have adjusted your portfolio with stocks and bonds, and the success you have and your and how comfortable you are with risk. Those are usually good ways for us to figure out what a correct a withdrawal figure will be for you. Of course, as CJ mentioned, the idea is to stay ahead of inflation so that you can sustain your lifestyle that you want to have. But you have to recognize in the last few years, really, inflation was around 0 to 3%. We weren't really feeling it, but as he mentioned, we're totally feeling it now, and we really have to take that into consideration. Over his history, we know that inflation generally averages in the 3% range, so we have to take that into account. And finally, when people say, you know, and many people who've retired, you know, 30 years ago, they were living off the returns of their CDs and so forth. And we saw how that really crushed them because CDs, which used to pay very well, especially during inflationary times, come full circle and they pay essentially nothing today. So again, similarly, if you are saying, well, the market returns 10% this year, so I should be able to take 10%. Next year it's down 10%. Does that mean I'm going to take nothing, minus 10%? No, you have to have a sustainable income flow that matches all different situations. So when things are great, that doesn't mean you take the whole amount. And when things are bad, that doesn't mean you don't take the money you need, right? So that's where this income, predictable income flow needs to come from as you sit down with your retirement planning professional.
Well, Malia, then I guess how much cash flow or income should we be planning then for when it comes to retirement versus our pre-retirement income?
Yeah, so CJ nailed it when he said probably looking at that net amount that's hitting your bank account is a good place to start. We usually see some people needing 70 to 80% of that pre-retirement income. Some people need 100%. So, you know, what we don't want to see is you're adjusting down in your lifestyle. This is retirement, and hence I mentioned margaritas, so people can think, okay, someday I'm going to be retired and I'm going to, you know, enjoy life to its fullest. I need the income to do that. So when we look at the average life of retirement, it's currently sitting at 18 years. We really see people living longer and longer, and that figure needs to be adjusted for. Hence, that nest egg needs to be a little bigger so we can withdraw a little bit more to adjust to the lifestyle we really want.
Really important things to keep in mind as you plan for retirement. Of course, talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We've got a question for CJ and Malia. We would love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Another telephone number at the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talk about that age of 72. It's come up a couple of times in the program. You may be saying, okay, does that matter in this conversation? It absolutely does. We'll get the details and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this week about planning for a proper withdrawal rate in retirement. Edmonton. Age 72, and I know we've talked about the importance of that age. You're forced to take out some money. How does that factor in, and how fast of a withdrawal rate would you have to take, and would you withdrawal amount would you have to take for that?
Yeah, so age 72 is pretty important. For those who are a little confused right now, it used to be 70 and a half. So this is the age at which required minimum distributions begin. The acronym for that is RMD, or some people call it MRD, which is minimum required distribution. It all means the same thing. And again, if you were born before, I think it was 2021, I'm trying to remember the year. If you turned 70 and a half before, I think it was 2020 or 2021, then your RMD age was 70 and a half. But if you're born after that, then it's 72. So if you're not 72 yet, then when you turn 72, you're going to have a required distribution. But the way it works is the IRS does require you to take a certain amount out of your retirement accounts every year, known as your RMD. These will be coming from any of your old 401ks, 403bs, and IRAs that are pre-tax. Now, the question is, like, why does the IRS require me to take money out? And the answer is, it's time for you to pay taxes. If you think about it, when you put money into that retirement account, pre-tax IRA, pre-tax 401k, pre-tax 403b, over all of those years, you got a deduction, meaning you did not pay tax on that income when you put it in there. And then as it's grown between when you put it in there and where it is now, as it's grown, you have paid no taxes along the way. So no taxes up front, no taxes along the way. And then, of course, as you get older, whether you need the money or not, Uncle Sam is getting fatigued. And Uncle Sam says, now you need to start pulling some money out. And people go, well, why do they care if I pull money out? Well, remember, when you pull money out of a pre-tax retirement account, it shows up as taxable income. So the pre-tax money that you have put away in anticipation of retirement has been deferring taxes for several years. So now is the time, through the required distribution formula, to begin paying income taxes on these funds. Now, a couple of quick FYIs. There is no required minimum distribution from a Roth IRA. FYI number two, there is no required minimum distribution from an active 401k plan, meaning you're still working, still eligible to contribute, even if you're over age 72. That's kind of a weird one. And then finally, there are required minimum distribution from Roth 401ks that are old. So listen, folks, don't ask me the reasons why they made it this way. It's so confusing. It's just ridiculous. But you probably want to talk to your accountant or your financial advisor just to make sure you're pulling the appropriate distributions at the appropriate time.
And how's that? And CJ, how do they, you kind of, that size of your RMD, how's that determined?
Yeah, good question. So your first required minimum distribution is due no later than April 1st of the year after you turn 72. Mm-hmm. But that determination is a good question, Sean. Effectively, what they're doing, the life expectancy tables have changed. So you'll need to take a look at this with your financial planner or your accountant. But depending upon when you were born, you might be using different tables. But effectively, the way it works is you take your December 31st value of your IRA, of all of your pre-tax retirement accounts that are no longer active. You take the December 31st value before the year in which you turn 72. So let's say I was turning 72 this year. That would mean I have my first RMD due for the calendar year 2022. I would take December 31st value of 2021 and then divide it by my life expectancy table, which for the new table would be 27.4. It used to be 25.6, by the way. Now it's 27.4. And that math would be, if I had 100 grand in pre-tax retirement accounts, that math would mean I would have to pull out $3,906. Okay, $3,906. Now, there are some exceptions. If you're married to a spouse that is more than 10 years younger than you, then you get to use a different table, which requires you to pull out less. Also, in that first year in which you turn 72, you can technically wait until the following year to pull that first RMD, but then you'd have to double up. Most of your eyes are spinning right now. That's okay. The point here is this is somewhat complex, but you just need to remember, when I turn 72 on any pre-tax account that is no longer active, I will have an RMD, and I don't want to miss that RMD.
Important thing to remember, that is for sure. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We're going to talk about the importance of emergency savings as well as liquidity in retirement. We'll get those details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next. We'll also do the Kloss quiz question of the week. In the meantime, if you've been to the website, klossfinancial.com, head on over there, check it out, klaasfinancial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Also, head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. One more thing, though, as we continue our conversation about planning for expenses in retirement, I've got to guess that liquidity and emergency savings are an important factor as well, aren't they?
They sure are, yeah. So we talk about this quite a bit on the show, but you want to make sure that you have 3 to 6 months of living expenses in an emergency reserve. And again, don't overcomplicate living expenses. It would just be however much on a net basis is hitting your checking account. That would be what we would suggest you start with. So take that number, multiply it by 3 or by 6, and just think to yourself, I've got to have this in a separate savings account. And you say, why? And the answer is, it's pretty simple. Why? Because emergencies aren't a like maybe, they're a certainty. The water heater goes out. The furnace needs to be replaced. The roof has hail damage and the insurance company won't cover it. If you don't have an emergency reserve, you're going to be using credit cards to cover that, which is no good. Or if you lose your job, you're going to need to have money in a savings account to cover those living expenses until you can find new employment. So long story short, liquidity emergency reserves are critical to the success of any good financial plan.
Great stuff this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Just a moment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Another great feature of the show is the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Connie writes in, she says, I'm turning 72 later this year. When must I take my first required distribution? And that's from Connie.
Just covered this information. So hopefully, Connie, you're listening. I think you're referring again to your RMD, the required minimum distribution. And as CJ has mentioned, you need to take it, if you're turning 72 this year, you need to take it by April 1st of next year. And then you must also take your RMD for next year by December 31st of next year. So that's what we're talking about with people as far as realizing these have to come out. And the first year you have the opportunity to push it off to the next year. But you want to be careful doubling up on that extra income if it is in fact extra income, because that could drive you into the next higher tax bracket. So be careful there. So if you're wondering how much this could look like for yourself, go to irs.gov. There's an RMD calculator there, and you can determine how much you may have to take out approximately based on December 31st balances from last year. So just kind of going forward. We don't want you to miss a distribution, however, because there is a penalty of 50% of the RMD amount if you miss it. So in other words, if you had to take out $1,000 and you just forgot to take out your RMD, the IRS would penalize you 50% of that required minimum distribution. And nobody wants to give money back to the IRS. So stay informed. Go to irs.gov and find out what yours might be.
Really good website, really good resource there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, great resources as well. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. I also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When I begin required minimum distributions, will I normally pay income tax on those distributions? True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, don't forget that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Kevin and Renee Clark are in studio with us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.